The screen on the back wall of Drop Bay 4 was purely representational. It served no actual purpose in the mechanics of transit. It merely informed the dropping parties of the various stages. First it would glow white, attention. Next would come yellow, transit beginning. Then the yellow would be interspersed with flashing bands of red light. 30 seconds. As the 10-second mark arrived, the red bands flashed the countdown. They would turn slowly inward across the surface of the wall until a square had formed. The square would shrink, coalesce, brightly pulsing all the while. If all was well, the red square would turn bright green at the 2-second mark, and the drop party would step quickly forward toward it. Actually, they were trained to all but throw themselves toward the green square. "Try to bust that wall," the drillmasters had demanded. And they would try, surging forward en masse, but they never actually touched the screen, never even left their drop squares. Instead, they would transit to the next room, to another drop bay, to another ship, to another world. The presence of Banshee loomed uncomfortably as Felix entered Drop Bay 4 and stepped through the others to the scout position at the very front of the formation. As he took his place, he appreciated at last the decision not to forewarn him of scout duty. One could do anything at all for a warrior's supposed sense of confidence, show him his high test scores, pat him on the back, tell him he was superhuman. None of it would affect in the slightest the growing sense of desperation that began the instant he realized he was going to be the very first of the bunch to touch down on alien soil. Given a few days' notice, the candidate would be at the very least hallucinating by drop time. Given a week, a basket case. Given 2 weeks, nobody would show up. By springing the assignment on the morning of the drop, there was, presumably, too little time for such paranoia to develop. "Enough time for me," thought Felix sourly. But only a small part of him thought anything at all. The rest of Felix thought nothing. The rest of Felix was psyching, becoming the engine. For no amount of reassurance, no amount of technical data, or surveillance figures, or probability curves, or anything else, however thorough, had convinced him that he would not be slaughtered a split second after transit. And if they were to try for another year, the result would be just the same. Nothing they could say would make the slightest difference to him. For they stayed put. They computed. They theorized. They were pleased at their brilliance or stunned by their failure. Perhaps even guilt-ridden at the result. But from the ship.